special counsel recommends no jail time for Michael Flynn.
For what is described as substantial cooperation with the investigation.
Washington services for George H.W. Bush.
All of the living presidents are expected to attend.
Blood tests for cancer.
It could be a game changer if we can make it happen.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and a year after he pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI, there are new developments for one of the first to fall in the Russia investigation, President Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. CBS's Paula Reed has details.
Special counsel Robert Mueller is asking that Flynn receive no jail time for what is described as substantial cooperation with the investigation. Prosecutors say he has been interviewed 19 times, detailing contacts between the Trump transition team and Russia. But the details of what he shared were largely redacted because the matters are still under investigation. This reveals the investigation continues, and Special Counsel Mueller does not want the public to know who the other targets are in this case. Paula Reed, CBS News, Washington.
An hour ago, public viewing wrapped up at the Capitol Rotunda for the thousands who walked past the casket of George H.W. Bush.
It felt somber, but it also felt good to pay last respects.
And in a few hours, a service for the nation's 41st president, CBS's Bianca Golodriga.
Guests will start lining up behind me to honor the former president here today at the National Cathedral, where attendees will include President and Mrs. Trump and all living former presidents. The funeral service will be led by the Reverend Dr. Russell Levinson Jr., who was with the president in his final moments. He was also with his wife, Barbara Bush, in her final moments back in April.
White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Today, the focus by design will remain on the presidency life and legacy of Mr. Bush, with all living presidents paying tribute. And the scene of unity is likely to spare President Trump some of the harshness visited upon him at Senator John McCain's funeral, an edge that somewhat surprised this White House.
This is Steve Futterman in front of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. This is where the former president's body will be brought late today after the state funeral in Washington. Tomorrow at this church, another memorial service will take place. He will be laid to rest at his presidential library.
No mail delivery today because of the National Day of Mourning. Financial markets are closed, too. Investors, frankly, could use a breather after yesterday's steep sell-off. The Dow fell 799 points. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Investors lost confidence in the U.S.-China trade war timeout after President Trump's tweet calling himself a, quote, tariff man. Industrial giants like Boeing and Caterpillar, who were vulnerable to those trade issues, had big losses. And larger concerns about a slowdown in growth pushed down companies in the banking, transportation, and housing sectors.
A report prepared by CBS lawyers alleges former CEO Les Moonves destroyed evidence and misled investigators as he tried to preserve his reputation and multi-million dollar severance package. CBS's Anna Werner on the explosive and graphic new revelations in a New York Times story.
The Times says the report shows Moonves allegedly deleted text messages, instructed at least one person not to speak to investigators, and even handed over his son's iPad to investigators instead of his own. The Times says the lawyers have now allegedly identified a total of 17 women, and among the new allegations in the report, that Moonves had a CBS employee on call to perform oral sex on him and received oral sex from at least four CBS employees under circumstances that sound transactional.
It was an all-nighter for lawmakers in Wisconsin, Republicans pushing to vote on a measure to limit the powers of the incoming governor and attorney general. They're both Democrats. The state Senate narrowly passed it, action expected soon from the assembly. A runoff has given Little Rock, Arkansas, its first elected black mayor, six decades after it was at the center of a school desegregation showdown.
I should like to speak to you about the serious situation that has arisen in Little Rock.
President Eisenhower sent in federal troops. Now leading the city will be Frank Scott. He's a 35-year-old highway commissioner and former banking executive.
We have to work together with one another, and that's our goal. We have to build relationships, build trust, and execute. And that's what we plan on doing.
Scott says he's looking to bridge divides on race and income that persist in Little Rock. Overseas correspondent Vicky Barker joins us from London with the latest on Britain's Brexit battle.
Prime Minister!
There's having a bad day at the office, and then there's Theresa May as the Prime Minister tries to get her Brexit deal through Parliament.
As I've just repeated.
Day two of debate, and Britain's lawmakers seem more divided than ever. There isn't a parliamentary majority for any of the scenarios in play, including May's withdrawal deal. A Daily Telegraph cartoon shows a fortune teller asking her crystal ball, what will happen with Brexit? And then watching as the crystal ball goes into meltdown. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Imagine a simple blood test for cancer. Australian researchers say they've come up with one that reveals the unique DNA signature in all forms of the disease. Dr. Abu Sina is involved in the work.
I was really excited when I have seen these first signatures in this lab. It could be a game changer if we can make it happen.
The test was 90% accurate, delivers a result in 10 minutes in much the same way a pregnancy test does. Brazilian doctors say they've delivered the world's first baby to a woman with a uterus transplanted from a deceased donor. 11 other births have used a transplanted womb from a donor who's a living relative or friend. On TV's Comedy Central last night,
this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Daily Show host Trevor Noah was there smiling and waving, but he never said a thing.
Over the weekend, I lost my voice, and my doctor told me not to speak at all or I might get surgery. So I cannot say a word.
Comedian Mike Acosta sat next to him and did all the talking. What was left unsaid was what caused Noah's vocal problem. Not long after The Hollywood Reporter posted that it's the least wanted job in Hollywood, comedian Kevin Hart was selected for it. He'll host the Oscars on February 24th. It costs time and money to get to work and home again by car. CBS's Gary Nunn says it's just part of what can make driving a daily grind.
For commuters who drive, the costs and conditions of getting to and from work are a major expense. A new survey analyzes the worst and best states for getting around. Adrian Garcia of Bankrate.com.
The states that came in at the bottom of our list tended to group around the coast. Number one was California, followed by Hawaii, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Washington.
Best states for motorists when it comes to such things as vehicle cost, safety, and driving quality are North Dakota, Iowa, and Ohio. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
At Lady Lumley's school in the UK, they canceled Christmas. No decorations, no activities, nothing. But then came an avalanche of letters, emails, and calls. The school says it touched off a debate about the true meaning of the holiday, and now the ban has been lifted. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.